We at Michigan Radio lost one of our colleagues recently. Mark Brush died of brain cancer at age 49. Mark started at Michigan Radio in 1998 and most recently was the director of digital media. He's survived by a large, loving family, including his wife Andrea and his children Elias and Cecilia. The two colleagues who worked longest with Mark are Rebecca Williams and Lester Graham. We asked them to sit down and share their memories of Mark and what he did to make Michigan Radio stronger for you.
What do you think some of the significant mile markers were for him and his career?
I think one of the things that he was really proud of was the work that he did investigating the status of Enbridge's Line 5.
That's the first thing that came to my mind. I don't think another reporter did more or deeper work than Mark did on Enbridge Line 5.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, that he always ran towards the hard stories. He had a science background, he had a political science background, and he'd tell me, okay, I'm going to do this story on mercury pollution, and it would be something really complex, and then he would later, we'd commiserate about how hard it was, and he'd say, why did I choose this story? But he always went toward those stories that were really complex, and he brought clarity, and he told you as a listener, here's why you should care about this. Here's why this matters to you.
You know, I don't think the listeners understand just how many of these really big stories, these nationally award-winning stories that Mark was involved in. I'm thinking of the series and documentary that we called Coal, Dirty Past, Hazy Future, you know, that won an Edward R. Murrow and some other national awards. And one of the things he insisted on was making sure that we go to West Virginia and talk to coal miners and make sure that we had their perspective. And he kept bringing in things. I think, wow, this is going to be a lot more work. And you were in charge of that project, but Mark kept pushing us on some of these angles that really took it a lot farther than we otherwise would have gone, I think.
Well, and he's always reminding us to find the personal stories, right?
You know, and he brought that, well, for instance, he went after polluting factory farms. And this is stuff that hardly got any coverage otherwise in the media, but he went after it and went after it hard. And yet, he's not one of those really aggressive people. He's one of the nicest guys you ever meet, but he knows how to get to that story and get people to talk because that's Mark. I mean, people love him. First sight, I don't think the guy had an enemy on the earth. It really is interesting that he could be such a really driven reporter and always so nice about it. What do you think was the most important thing he did for you as a journalist?
I think just always feeling like he edited a lot of my stories, and I always felt like he was a tough editor. You know, I would get a script done, and I'd come to him at 4 p.m. for an edit, and I need to turn it around that same day. And he'd say, like, okay, sorry, Rebecca, but I'm going to have you restructure this whole thing. And it would be better. It would always be better. And I knew that I could take some risks and I could push myself. And he would tell me if I went too far. He would tell me if I didn't go far enough. I just trusted him.
You took him on some trips you did, too, like going to Isle Royale to do the wolf and moose story. Mm-hmm. Why'd you choose Mark?
I knew it would be a great adventure, and I knew that he would help bring the most important stories out of that trip.
How? How do you do that?
Because he and I would sit with people, and we would ask them questions together, and he would ask the questions that I would miss. And he took video and photos on that trip, too, and I just feel like, I mean, for example, we were on the ferry ride over. It's, you know, a couple hour ferry ride over. And he said, we need to go interview the ferry captain because this is this remote wilderness island.
In the middle of Lake Superior.
It's the least visited national park, right? But I think now it's the most revisited national park. They're drawn to it.
Yeah, once you go, I mean, you want to go back.
Yeah, you've been there. It's amazing, right? But how do we capture the magic of that place? And Mark said, well, we should talk to the ferry captain. He goes here all the time, and he brings people here, you know, for decades, so he would know. And he did. And he brought this one person's story out, and it was, he just had a way of finding out what was missing when you're telling a story.
Mark wasn't worried about shining, and yet he did. He became someone our editors trusted, someone our reporters trusted. And I've, as we've found since Mark died, some of these people who have been at the station for reasonably short time, a year or two, end up to the same degree that we do, just simply because they knew they could trust him and he would help them and he would guide them when they needed it. And that, I think that helps make Michigan Radio the strong journalistic operation it is. And the other thing he knew and we all embraced was, you're never good enough. You got to keep going. You got to learn more. You got to get better. And we never feel like we're good enough. We have to get better. And he was one of the leading proponents of that. He encouraged people, keep striving. This is good. Let's do better next time. In the last few years, last part of his career, Mark was the digital director. And I wonder, what do you think his hopes and dreams for Michigan Radio's future might have been? Or do you know?
Yeah, one of the things that he's been working on this past year is a digital plan for the future of the station. And because he's Mark, he didn't want to do some Microsoft Word document that nobody would look at again. He made a cartoon. And he did this graphic visualization of our future. And he wants a real digital team, a really strong digital team, because that's everything is multimedia now. So he imagines us going out into the community and having...
Now, when you say cartoon, you mean like a graphic novel or something?
Yeah, it's like a graphic novel.
Oh, I saw something out on the table, but I haven't looked at it yet. Oh, so that's Mark's plan for our future?
Yep.
I love that.
That's the last thing that he did.
That's so Mark.
he's irreplaceable. I've been thinking a lot about his legacy. And I think about how, when I think about the meaning of life, I think about the way Mark lived his life. And I think about how important it is to do meaningful work, but it's so much more important to take care of people around you. And he took care of everyone.
Hi, I'm Mark Brush with the Environment Report. I'm in the middle of Michigan's largest wind farm, and I'm standing right under a wind turbine. It was a few days before Christmas, and I was out at a strip mall. Workers had made a forest with trees that were quite tall.
So this really was an area where, you know, you think about the industrial age and how factories located on rivers.
Help.
There you go. Diapers changed.
You're all done.
So what do you think about diapers, Andrea?
The water in the Straits of Mackinac is wild. I found that out when I went to meet a group of Enbridge contractors about a year and a half ago.
All right, and thanks very much for sharing your thoughts with me. I really appreciate it.
That's right, bees rule. At least that's what my second grader thinks after she studied them in school.
You wrote bees rule. Why do bees rule?
I think it's neat for how they, for that they can make it into honey.
Okay, they've got doors and wind. How about the sound for that doll that can put a curse on people? So back to our question, what's the status of the old Enbridge oil pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac? As one expert told me, the jury is still out. She had blue hair and an interesting ringtone.
Stop, sucker!
Don't mind my phone. Yes. Tiny tea?
They were all smiles and hugs and high fives. It's not your typical ending for a college-level English class. For Stateside, I'm Mark Rush.